My name is Scott Franklin. I'm very glad to be here. I haven't counted, but it's somewhere around 20, maybe more, that I have gotten to do. And, you know, I just want to thank all the vets for sharing their stories, and thank Marilyn for arranging such an amazing thing that's gone on for so many years. I had the pleasure of hearing Christy Preuschmidt's story, and interesting lady, and interesting story, and basically, she was 18 years old, and the recruiter kept asking over and over for her to come down and hear his pitch, and she said, you know, she said, no thank you, or she wouldn't take the calls, but then eventually she just showed up and heard his speech, and she signed up for the Army, 18 years old, and her mom was pretty upset about that. Both of her parents were pretty upset about that, but, you know, her dad had the thought of, well, she signed up, we're going to let her, you know, go and do what she's committed to. Mom cussed out the recruiter several times, and anyway, she goes, and she has many years that are hardworking years in the Army, but not necessarily combat. And so she gets to do a lot of visiting places on the weekends and stuff like that. But then she ends up in Afghanistan, and has quite a few things happen in Afghanistan that kind of, I think, change. These would be my words, but just change your sense of safety, I guess, right? Yeah. And so eventually she, after 22 years in the Army, she came back home, and then there was the same guy that, yeah, and I just thought about this last night. So the same guy that her mom used to cuss out, the recruiter, but it wasn't the actual recruiter, it was the one that came to pick her up. 25 years after that, she started to run into him in the park all the time in Lorain, Ohio. And they would argue later, you were stalking me. No, you were stalking me. And anyway, that's him right there. Am I right? Oh, he's not here today. Okay. All right. She married him. So she married the guy that came to pick her up. And I didn't think till last night, but did your mom get over that, or does she still cuss him out? She got over it. Okay, good. Good for everybody. All right. And, if I make a mistake in here, because as I'm singing sometimes, and it's supposed to say, what is fear? And sometimes I kept accidentally at home saying, what is love? And I'm like, that's not supposed to be a song. So if I do that, try to override me in your imagination. Oh, so the rest of the story, by the way, they were meeting in the park, and one day she said, I think I might like to kiss you sometime. And he said something like, okay. And turned around and he went to his truck. But then about a minute or two later, he came back, and that began her future and present and future.